What's wrong?
I have no clue what to get my book club Secret Santa.
Wine?
We bring that every week.
Wine and a 40-ounce tumbler.
Go on.
With a clever statement, so you love putting wine in it.
Naughty. But from where?
Piper Lou. They have unlimited buy one, get one free with code RADIO on tumblers, tees, hoodies, personalized everything, even Christmas party shirts.
Unlimited buy one, get one free?
With code RADIO at PiperLou.com. That's Piper, LOU.com.
On Monday, when we could be talking about an 8-4 Clemson Tigers team, which, man, there were times this season we weren't sure they were going to finish 500. But they have been really impressive the last 3 weeks. They go into the annual game with South Carolina on a 3-game run. Grace Rayner doesn't necessarily cover Clemson as much anymore for The Athletic, but she is a she absolutely knows what's going on in that program, and she joins us on The Adam Gold Show. Thank you on this pre-Thanksgiving Day extravaganza for giving us some time. Does Dabo feel, from afar, it seems like he has been more relaxed the last couple of weeks? Of course, winning certainly helps.
For sure. Thank you guys for having me, by the way, and happy almost Thanksgiving. Yeah, I mean, winning definitely helps. You look at this Clemson year, and it's been a little wonky, and they've definitely had their warts at times, and they were coming off that double overtime loss at Miami, and then they lost at NC State, and I think we all kind of wondered, where is this team headed? What is kind of the ceiling for this group? And then all of a sudden, they rip off a 3-game win streak. They beat a really good North Carolina team. They take down Notre Dame at home and get a top 15 win there. So, they've turned it around, and I feel pretty good about them heading into South Carolina this year. So a weird year, definitely a down year for Clemson. There's no denying that. It's been a tough year for them, but they are having some success down the stretch.
Grace Rayner is joining us from The Athletic. I guess for some people, they will look at this and go, well, yes, they've played well, but the double-edged sword to this is that they have played well enough now where maybe Dabo doesn't think about the portal differently than he has in the past. He is loath to use it, and he has claimed, well, we haven't used it because we haven't needed it. I think we can probably have a healthy debate about whether or not Clemson could have used the portal to their advantage. Where do you think they will head with that element?
Yeah, I think the thing about Dabo is he is someone who is so competitive that even when he is slow to adjust, he is going to do it in some way in his own form or fashion, and he might not do it on the timeline that we all think that he should. But I would be surprised if they didn't use it a little bit this offseason. And that's not to say, you know, go in and fill out your whole roster from the portal. But we've seen just how one or two really key pieces can change the entire dynamic of a team. I think you look at Keon Coleman at Florida State,
yeah,
probably the best example. So I think they need a wide receiver. I think they might need an offensive lineman. I'm not saying that I'm 100% certain they'll go out and get it and do it, but I do think that I will be surprised if they're not a little bit more open to taking that route this offseason.
Grace Rayner is with us from The Athletic. And because Florida State used the portal so well to their advantage, and they are the glaring example of how it can work, not that they weren't building to this anyway, although the portal has certainly helped, if he's so competitive, does that maybe push him more in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking with someone about this the other day who made such a good point about the portal. It's at the point now where you need the portal, because if you are asking your 17 and 18-year-old high school students to go compete with 23 and 24-year-old portal guys, it's just not feasible. And so we've seen how you can use it and get a key piece here or there. And I think that that's how Dabo will use it if they decide to go down that route. I don't think he's going to do a complete overhaul. I think if you were to put Keon Coleman on Clemson's roster this year, it's probably a completely different team in a lot, yeah, of ways. And so I think that headstrong as he can be, and he likes to do things his way, and he's the first to admit that he does things his way and not necessarily the popular way, I do think he will come around if it means a competitive advantage.
How does Dabo look at really the immediate future of college football with the expanded playoff? When we talked about this last year, He was not in favor of it because it just means that many more games. He insists that his players aren't necessarily in favor of it because, again, they play enough games already. So how does Dabo look at the competitive part of college football going forward?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a guy. I mean, when we even went to the college football playoff in the first place with the four teams, you know, he was a guy who liked the BCS model and the mm-hmm. two teams. And so he hasn't been, you know, super anti expansion, but he does like the four-team model, and he's been vocal about that. And he thinks that it puts a really strong emphasis on the regular season games. And certainly Clemson knows that as well as anyone. I mean, basically down the stretch when they were going through their run, every week was a playoff game for them because they just had no room for error. But I think he'll embrace it. I think certainly you look at this Clemson team now in 2023 and you're probably pretty excited that the playoff is expanding just to give yourself another chance. And then you look at the bigger picture of college football, and he's been pretty vocal about how he thinks the structure at some point is probably going to blow itself up, just kind of the way that we're headed. I don't know what that looks like or how it will change, but just college football right now is at such a fascinating crossroads.
Do you think that, and this could be your opinion or anything you've gleaned from being around the Tigers program, but do you think we're headed to more conference reshuffling, or is it just a blowing up of the entire system as we know it?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think that is the million-dollar question, right? I have no idea. I mean, I remember a couple years ago, it was when we were all watching Ted Lasso during the pandemic, and Dabo made a joke about, well, maybe college football will just look like the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, we all laughed, and now I wonder, maybe he might have been onto something. I mean, we've got obviously so much conference realignment, and you're sort of on the outside looking in if you're not in the Big Two at this point. So I don't know where we're headed. I think more changes are probably coming, just given the way that our sport has rapidly changed so much in the last couple of years. But what exactly that looks like, I could make a lot of money in Vegas if I had any predictions on that.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up. Because I actually mentioned this earlier. I talked with Chip Patterson, you know Chip, earlier today. I think that that's where we're headed. We're headed for a Premier League in college football, and that could be 40 teams. It could be 60 teams with levels of promotion and relegation. And when I have described to people the fandom of college football, it most mirrors the fandom of the English football system, because those are all community-based teams, and you're a fan of that club regardless of who's on it. Just like, people are fans of Clemson or NC State or North Carolina. They don't care who's in their uniforms. That's my team. There are so many similarities that maybe we're headed that way.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea where it's going or what it's going to be. I kind of think I'm at the point now where I'm not sure that anything would surprise me, just given how much change we've seen. But you're right, and that's the thing I love so much about college football, right, is that no matter how crazy it is and no matter how hectic it is or if it's blowing itself up, every Saturday still delivers. Every Saturday still has, you know, packed stadiums and the fanfare and the pageantry.
Yep.
And so whatever it looks like, it's still going to be some form of the college football tradition that we love.
And we don't have to worry about points deductions or financial fair play. For those people who are fans of the Premier League, you'll understand that. Grace Rayner, before we let you go, because this year there's been so much speculation. We even saw it coming out of Clemson about, well, an announcement is coming. Do you think an announcement is coming anytime soon from whether it's Clemson or Tallahassee or anywhere else about teams leaving the league?
Yeah. I have no idea, to be honest. I mean, I don't know. I think that we obviously saw a lot of chatter this summer when we thought something was happening, right, with Florida State, when they sort of got close to that August 15th date, and we all wondered, are they about to give notice? It seems like things have quieted down a little bit, but I also didn't see a lot of things coming that we did see. You know, I didn't see some of the coaching changes. I didn't see the realignment that kicked all this off with Texas and Oklahoma back in the day. So I think college football is just so fluid. You always have to be on your toes. But I don't have any information or any reporting to know if anything's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, who knows what Dabo, what he will do if it really blows up. Because he has, in the past, threatened, you know what, I'll just stop. Because he is definitely one of those old school guys who loves he's sort of married to the old ways of college football. Could something like this drive him out?
I don't know. You know, I think he said a couple weeks ago that, you know, he hopes he's coaching for 10, 15 more years. And I do think he still loves it. I think he loves the development part and the mm-hmm. player relationship part. And obviously he's young. He took over Clemson, in his 30s. So I don't know. And I think he's so competitive. That's the piece of Dabo that sometimes I think the general public misses out on, is that he's obviously very vocal and has become someone that can be a little bit of a lightning rod in college football, but he's super competitive. And I think as long as he still has that drive and is still getting something out of it, I don't think we've seen the last of Clemson.
No, we absolutely have not. Grace Rayner, I appreciate your time. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And we will talk sometime down the road. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.